hot, no rain, absolutely barren. Just unreal. It's so amazing because it's so close to the fertile area. The Dead Sea, of course, is dead. It's so salty that almost nothing can live in it. As the level goes up and down over time, these pillars of salt form. You remember the story of Lot's wife being turned into a pillar of salt. You know, I had to stop there a moment. How many of you, when you think of Lot's wife, thought a pillar of salt meant sort of like a statue? You know, Lot's wife turned and looked back, and she turned into this statue made of salt. Probably more likely one of these. She simply was overcome by whatever God's judgment was on Sodom and Gomorrah and slowly over time encrusted with salt. I don't know. Isn't that it couldn't be the other way, but that seems logical. Anyway, that's that context. Now, if we go way up to the northern end of the Dead Sea, you can see the north end of the Dead Sea in the distance, looking out of one of the caves where the Dead Sea Scrolls were found a few years ago. I'd like to show you this place first. The Bible says John the Baptist came preaching in the desert, the wilderness of Judea. Now, if scholars are right, John was right over there, about 2.5 miles away from the ruins, which are right down in front of you. So if I go to those ruins right there, that's where the Dead Sea Scrolls were found. That's where the Dead Sea Scrolls community lived, most scholars believe. Now, I'm not going to go into great detail about the Dead Sea Scrolls. I'd like to show you, though, a couple of things from their life that I think came out of the desert that those people had that can help us to understand our Bible and I think are an incredible call to faithfulness to God. I get pretty worried. My students in school would tell you, if he's going to teach about Qumran tonight, you shouldn't sit in the front three rows because he's going to come unglued at some point or another. I'll try and calm myself, but this one, it really gets to me. Now, who was this community of people that was out in the desert that we call the Essenes? They lived in extremely barren circumstances. If you see those palm trees down below there, they were planted more recently. They lived on that little clay neck of land. Here you can see a few of the ruins out in the middle where almost nothing can possibly exist. It's hard to imagine people living out there in a community like this. Scholars believe that they didn't actually live in that community. That would be called a study place, a seminary. Some people have called it a monastery. I'm not convinced they're truly monastic, although they did do some monastic things while they were there. But it doesn't seem like they were truly monastic in the sense of giving up everything and never reclaiming it again. So they didn't live there. They lived in the hills behind. And they would come down out of those mountains in little caves and huts. I'll show you that a little bit farther along. And they would come down to those ruins, and that's where they would conduct their activities, and that's where they had their study center. That's where they were taught and trained. Now, who were these people who lived up there out in the middle of nowhere? If they're the Essenes, now I happen to believe they are. Almost all mainstream scholars believe they are, but you at least ought to know that there is still an ongoing debate whether for sure this was an Essene place. I think the evidence that it wasn't is slowly receding. I don't think anyone makes a strong case anymore. That's my opinion at least, but I don't want to give you this as gospel if it isn't. But let's study the Essenes. Whether they lived in this exact square inch or not, the point we know some things about the Essenes. First of all, it appears that the movement of people was originally priest. They were priests, or the movement of the Essenes came out of the priesthood. That is, they were Sadducean. The idea, scholars believe, is that the temple authorities in Jerusalem became corrupt. They got involved with Hellenism. In fact, there's a reference in the book of Maccabees from the time when the Dead Sea Scrolls community first was started that says that so many of the priests went to the nude wrestling in the gymnasium of Jerusalem, they couldn't hold the second service in the temple of God. They called it the super, no, they didn't really. But they couldn't go, they couldn't have that second service because so many of the priests weren't there. It appears that in reaction to that, a group of priests separated themselves and went off to start a new and pure priesthood, which they said would be after the order of Melchizedek. And that way they could someday, when Messiah came, to make a long story short, Messiah would kick out the wicked priests and these righteous priests that had prepared themselves out in the desert, they would be able to become the new and